In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we celebrate today, as you may have noticed from the front of your folder, Trinity Sunday. It's really the last Sunday in that long series of celebrations that we began with the first Sunday of Advent back in last year, in I guess it was November, when we began to think about the birth of Jesus and then his baptism, Epiphany, his life, his suffering, his death, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into heaven, the coming of the Holy Spirit among us last Sunday at Pentecost. And today, sort of the finale is Trinity Sunday, when we celebrate and remember and sort of theologize about our God, the foundation, the Urgrund of who God is for each and every one of us. And I remember my first experience, my wife and I's first experience in an Episcopal church back around, 1999. Makes it sound like a long time. And we walked in, and the rector, who thereafter became a very good friend of mine, Jim, the rector began to preach, and the first things that came out of his mouth were, "This is the Sunday," it was Trinity Sunday, "this is the Sunday when every rector wishes that he or she had an assistant, so that you could assign the preaching job to the assistant." And in fact, I saw someone, a senior priest, this week for a spiritual direction, and one of the things that was uttered was, "I have to preach Sunday, and it's Trinity Sunday, and I hate preaching on Trinity Sunday because it's so hard." My response was the same as it was in that pew in the last century. "I love talking on Trinity Sunday. It's like if we're talking about who God is for us and unpacking the scriptures." And so, you know, let's do a little bit of that. We all talk about St. Patrick. Remember, St. Patrick tried to get a grip on what the Trinity by using a shamrock, right? So three-leafed shamrock. And most churches, I don't know if we have one, you know, have a symbol of like a triangle. And this morning after I preached, somebody told me that the image of an apple was used, with the seed, the core of the seed of the apple, the meat of the apple, and the skin of the apple. That was the worst I ever heard. But in any case, we try, but we can't quite make it, right, to understand what this Trinity means for us. And I believe that one of the reasons we really can't make it is we tend to focus on the three, on these individual persons, which is quite important. Obviously, God, the Father, the Creator, continues to keep us in being and created us and creates the earth and recreates the earth around us and continues to, you know, paint, as St. Bonaventure would have it, paint the painting of God's splendor through creation. And the Son, who was sent by the Father to redeem us, whose life and death and resurrection, ascension, we just finished celebrating, remembering and celebrating. And the Holy Spirit, given for the sanctification of the world. And so we have these, and we celebrated that just last Sunday at Pentecost. And so we have these three persons. And we tend to get stuck on the three persons. But if these three persons are who we call God, then what is incredibly important is to remember is that these three persons are in relationship to each other. That the Father is in relationship to the Son and the Spirit, and it goes like that. And what is that relationship? What do we call that relationship? What does St. John name God? Love, right? Deus caritas est. God is love. And so if we get stuck on the shamrock or the triangle or worst of all, the apple, we are stuck because it's static. And our God is not and never will be and never was, because our God doesn't know was and will be. Our God is nothing more, nothing less than love. Than that dynamism and that power and that force that always has been and always will be, that the Scripture describes for us, and that the Scripture calls us to be connected to be mesmerized by, to be in love with, and to depend on to know what love means. And so God is love, not just Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons, but three persons who are, and St. John says that didn't say God loves, he said God is love. So three persons who are together love, who are absolute love. Nothing in this world is absolute. Nothing but the love of God. And that's it. And that's what we celebrate here today. I can't imagine why some rector doesn't want to talk about that. Because that is the bottom line of who it is that we are and who it is that we are in relationship with our God and with each other and with ourselves. For what is the law that we have inherited from Jesus? Love God and love your neighbor as you love yourself. And that love is not something we do. It's something that we become. God is not a noun. God is verb. God is becoming. Love is active. And when I say that I am created in the image and likeness of God, that does not mean that God is a gray-haired, bald-headed old man. No. It means that somehow, even in me, there is this spark. This spark given in creation that is God himself, herself, created in me, put into my heart. And when I say we are called to be and to become loving individuals, that is to say we are called to become more and more like that God-likeness that we are created in. And when I say that we are called to find that in each other, that means that each and every one of us, and I'm not going to go around and name names, believe it or not, are created in the image and likeness of God. And if we are to know God and to know love, we seek that out in each other. We try to find it. And for God's sake, literally, for God's sake, oftentimes finding it in those people that we don't like, finding it in those people that we might have are irritated by, finding in those people that might be a different color or live in a different country, finding it in those people that might have a different orientation for all kinds of things, religion, sexuality, whatever, no matter how irritated and angered and upset we might think we should be about that kind of stuff that separates us from each other, we are called to find the presence of God in each other. And that's what Trinity means. That's the brotherhood and sisterhood that we share around this table through Jesus in the power of the Spirit given to us in creation. And that's how we share in the created experience of God. It's what makes us special. Not because of something I've done, but the grace of God that is placed into my heart. And therefore becoming as me as I can be is the very best gift that I can give to each and every one of you. Nothing should separate us, who said that, from the love of God. And that love of God isn't just some esoteric experience that happens out there, or we might feel it when we're levitating in our prayer. Oh no, the love of God is when we're down on the streets, you know, finding Jesus in those men and women who are homeless, or who are in jail, or who are hungry, or who are smell, or who suffer with schizophrenia. The love of God is when we sit in this church and we know that we've had issues with the person in the pew next to us. And somehow we allow that to be the power rather than the power of the God, of the love of God. And so when we celebrate today, we celebrate not just who God is, but who we are in created in God's own image and likeness. And with that comes responsibility. With that comes a call that we call vocation, that comes to us in baptism, that draws us into a deep union with that God because of who we are as St. John says, God's children. We call out Abba, Father, not because we know God only in our heads, but because we experience God in our hearts and in our guts and in our community and in our congregation, in our family, and hopefully in our nation and in our world. We are called into union, not to become some apple or flower or plant or whatever it is that are a triangle, but to become human beings. Our God affirmed that call by sending us Jesus, God's Son. And our God continues to affirm that call by giving us the Spirit that lives among us. And sometimes we can resist that. You know who else resisted it? Isaiah in the first reading, chapter 6. So did Jeremiah, for that matter. Read any of those guys. Every time they were called upon with a special call from God to become who they are called to be by God, they said, I'm not worthy. There's something wrong with me. I'm a sinner. I'm this. I'm that. And each and every time, God came back and say, so what? You are created in my image and likeness. Believe in yourself. Believe in me. And do what you are called to do. And that's what baptism is for us. And so as we continue to celebrate around this table, we celebrate our union. And we also celebrate, we have confession every Sunday. We celebrate our brokenness. We don't celebrate our brokenness because we'll never be fixed. We celebrate our brokenness because we believe that God, just like he did with Isaiah and Jeremiah and those prophets, that God does call us, no matter how broken or fragile we think we are. No matter how, as the gospel said, how old we are, Nicodemus, worrying about it, you know, no matter what, God calls us to the task of living into our baptism, to becoming love, and as loving as we can be to each other, and to be an individual called to seek that out in virtually everyone else. We might disagree. We might think very differently. We might theologize very differently. But we are called not into brokenness and separation, but union around this table. That's what we celebrate today as we celebrate Trinity Sunday. And so it's in that spirit that we live our lives. In a knowledge, deep knowledge, that we, like Isaiah and Jeremiah, that we need God to help us on this journey, but that ultimately we are called into it. And that all along the way, no matter how many times we fail, no matter how many times we separate ourselves from each other by whatever, no matter what, we are still called to that deeper union in finding that spark of love and life that each one of us is given in creation. That spark of love and life that is in fact the image and likeness of God into which we, each and every one of us, believe it or not, are created and are continuing to be recreated through the love of God alive right here and right now as we continue on. Amen.